Columbia University's president, Namat Shafiq, has resigned. She's the third Ivy League university president to leave their position amid criticism over how they've dealt with campus protests since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall and Israel's now more than 10-month military response in Gaza. NPR's Tovia Smith has been following the story and joins us now. Good morning, Tovia.
Good morning.
So why is she stepping down now? She didn't step down during the academic year last year. The fall semester starts soon. Why now?
Yeah, it is somewhat curious coming now because Manoush Shafiq, as she's better known, she really hung in there for a really rough year, and which was her first on the job. But ultimately, it looks like she just felt like this turmoil, as she called it, was just not what she signed up for. Mm. In an email she sent yesterday, she said it's been distressing to be the subject of threats and abuse, and it's all taken a toll on her family. Shafiq says the summer gave her time to think, and she decided it'd actually be best for Columbia for her to move on. She says she's leaving now, so a new president can be ready to go when school starts. But as you said, that's soon, less than 3 weeks away. So It's really not much transition time. I'll just add, Shafiq has taken a new job with the UK's foreign secretary dealing with international development. And in response, Columbia's board says they're disappointed but respect her decision.
And just remind us, Tovia, where that pressure had been coming from. I know she was getting it from all sides.
Indeed, like other presidents who resigned from Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania, it all kind of comes down to how well or not well they balance protecting free speech and ensuring that their campus is safe and welcoming to all. So Shafiq was accused of not getting that quite right and letting anti-Semitism run rampant on campus. She was also roundly criticized for some waffly answers to a congressional committee asking questions like, whether certain protest slogans would be considered anti-Semitic. And meantime, others said Shafiq came down too hard on pro-Palestinian students when she called in the New York City police to clear their encampment and also to end their occupation of a university building.
And how are people on campus responding to her decision to step down?
Well, I spoke to Columbia junior Alicia Baker, who's a leader of a pro-Israel group on campus. He was careful not to bash Shafiq, saying he's focusing forward, hoping now for what he calls strong leadership.
It starts with, are you willing to put your foot down and stand against students and faculty who, by completely disregarding policies and harassing fellow students, undermine the learning environment and make it unsafe, not just for Jewish students, but for all students who simply want to go to class.
And meantime, the pro-Palestinian group, Columbia Students for Justice in Palestine, they're casting Shafiq's resignation as a victory. They posted on X, quote, after months of chanting Manoush Shafiq, you can't hide, she finally got the memo. The group also warned that any future president who ignores demands for Columbia to divest from companies doing business from Israel, as they put it, will end up exactly as President Shafiq did.
And Tovia, Columbia announced a new interim president, Katrina Armstrong. What do we know about her?
She's the dean of Columbia's medical school and CEO of its medical center. She takes over immediately. She said last night that critical thinking, humility, and tolerance of different points of view is, quote, the most essential lesson taught in Columbia's classrooms.
That's NPR's Tovia Smith. Thank you, Tovia.
Thank you.